I'm going to just sort of summarize from our dinner series, and then I'm going to turn it over to Brother Jay. He's going to give us an update on the ministry in Thailand. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, please, and then we're going to go to Acts 1, and we're same verses we used on all week this past week, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1, please. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. What a great spiritual father. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. I want you to notice how Paul remembers, one way he remembers his son in the faith, Timothy. He said in verse 5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. We see three generations, and we often refer to 2 Timothy 2:2 to talk about three generations of Christians or four generations of Christians, but we see a multi-generational family vision here. And I'll just really briefly discuss it tonight, but when we think of the new building over there, you know what we think of? We think of our children and our grandchildren, and if Jesus doesn't come back, maybe our great-grandchildren to the third and fourth generation serving the Lord. And you get what you emphasize. You can't emphasize everything, but one thing we need to emphasize is seeing our children serve the Lord. And in this day and age, it's not a simple, it's not an easy matter. Matter of fact, it's a difficult matter. And so as we look at the building, I mentioned during the dinner series, the first building we bought, the church died. I mean, the building died, the people died. There was no people left. And the first building we were going to buy in Third Molino, then the church building we bought in Pacific, it died. This church ceased to exist. They had a daycare in there. We bought this building. They were renting it to the ecumenical group. They were renting it. The former pastor was renting the house. We had two houses on where the new building is. They're renting it all out. The church died. The church we're renting in Monterey Park right now. It just died. It died. We want to see our children serve the Lord. Some of them are going to move somewhere else, but if they're around here, it'd be great if they're serving the Lord right here at Pacific Baptist Church. Turn over to Acts chapter 1, and very, of course, familiar verses here. Look forward to the update tonight, but I just want us to have think about, we're investing a lot of money in that new building. What are we doing? What's the purpose? Acts chapter 1. Verse number 1, Acts 1, verse 1, the former treatise have I made of Theophilus of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And this was Jesus' response to this question. Verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his power, but Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both or simultaneously at the same time, in Jerusalem, okay, and in Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Father, help us as we just share a few thoughts before Brother Jay comes up, as we just think about investing in eternity and what your purpose is and some of your primary purposes for us to be left here on this earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. I mentioned our biblical multi-generational vision. And sometimes, even this morning, as we had our Mother's Day message and we looked at different passages in the Bible on the responsibility of a mother, sometimes we get too busy in the Lord's work and we forget our children. And we used to homeschool our children, and I have what we call wisdom booklets. Part of it was history. It just talked about all the different servants of God that lost their children to the world. Billy Sunday, I mean, his son became a drunk. And many different good, godly people. And one reason is they're just too busy. And you can't be too busy for your children. And when we get in the new building, part of that new building is going to be identified as a place for multi-generational faithfulness. And then, as we read here in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, God left us down here to get the gospel out and get the gospel first in Jerusalem. I love it when our brother Bobby came up here and he just sort of shared the vision. You say, whose vision is it? It's not my vision. It's God's vision. We just try to see, God, how can we, in a real specific way, how have you enabled us? How have you equipped us? What type of people have you brought for us to fulfill the Great Commission? We got to get the Great Commission out, but to make an impact in our Jerusalem. By the way, it was a joy all week. I was here Monday night and Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Thank all the cooks and the waiters and everybody that prepared the food. But Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, we were here with the teenagers. But it was a joy to see all the new converts in the church and all the people that are being reached here in Jerusalem. What a joy it was. And then to plant churches in Judea and Samaria. Now, we say, well, why, what do you mean plant churches? You're supposed to get the gospel in Judea and Samaria. Well, Judea and Samaria is a little far. To come to, and the way we see it, it's a little too far to come to church here, okay? So what do? We go get the gospel out, and we plant new churches. And that's something that we believe God has, and by the way, we're in Monterey Park this morning. It was exciting. We went there with a group of our people from Long Beach, and little by little, Brother Kyle and his family and Eugene and the Becks, I mean, little by little, they're all coming back. And now it's becoming a very indigenous, organic church. It's just people in that area. And it's sort of scary. Like, man, it's like, wow. But it's exciting. Then today there were 200 people there, new people. We baptized a new young man there. And just, wow, just super, super exciting to see what the Lord is doing and what we believe he's going to do. And we're praying about Northwest Orange County, a very international community over there. We're also praying about the San Gabriel Valley, 250,000 Chinese people. You say, what do they need? They need the gospel. They come over here to get education. They come over here to make money, but they came over here so that we can give them the gospel. And so church planting, Judea and Samaria. And then, of course, and by the way, we have, it looks like, I really believe this, God's going to raise up new church planters right here in our church, but he's going to track people. We have a man right now, Brother Kyle's our church planting director, that he's in contact with in Detroit, Michigan area, I can't remember the city, that looks like him and his two children, his wife, are probably going to move out here to get involved with church planting with us. We're excited about that. And so pray about that. So, what's the building is about? It's the building is about seeing our children saved and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, and if they're still here serving the Lord, getting the gospel to Jerusalem, getting the gospel to Judea and Samaria, and then, of course, getting the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, for us, we support missionaries. Brother Hawking, Africa. We support missionaries in Africa. We support missionaries in different parts of Europe. We support different missionaries all over the world. But God has uniquely, and we'll hear a little bit about tonight, God has uniquely enabled us to be able to get our own people to send them to a certain part of the world, Southeast Asia. It's huge. We have 11 family units now from our church. That's different families. Okay, there's 20 plus adults, and with all the children, I don't know how many people are out there in Southeast Asia getting the gospel out, and it's really exciting. By the way, I believe as we get in a new building, I believe God right now is doing something to prepare us for just new opportunities to get the gospel out. Here in Jerusalem, Brother Joseph Ledwich has a real passion to reach the Muslim people. And now, I'll tell you what, I love everybody and I want to get the gospel to everybody, but I've never really had that passion. And by the way, already, Brother Ledwich, already your passion is beginning to spread. It spread to your wife spread it to my wife. Your wife gave my wife a track. My wife said, I gave my first gospel track to a Muslim person. You know, we may have knocked on doors of Muslim. She said she was in Costco and the lady with the full, what do you call that? That's exactly what I thought. And she said she gave him one of the tracks, one of those tracks that are custom, you know, the verses and everything custom for the Muslim people. And already it's getting started. It's getting started. And I don't know about you. I don't know if it's just because of what we're hearing in the news. I don't know because it's what we're hearing about. But it seems like there's a lot more Muslim people around. Let's go out there and get the gospel to them, okay? I met with Michael Cesanero. Michael Cesanero, he's out of town today. But Michael is a full-time missionary to the Jewish people. And he actually has a team. By the way, he's trying to get three more missionaries. And there's a very wealthy Jewish man that has a very successful business. And he has a heart for his people. And he's paying these missionaries. And they're training them. And Michael's looking for three. He said, Pastor, go and announce it in church. Someone in the church has to hire them. And also he's considering maybe he's going to talk to his supervisor about maybe getting some of our Bible college students also involved. And they pay him. They pay him. But him and I met yesterday about having a ministry to the Jewish people here locally in our community. And we have a pretty big Jewish community right here in our community. So pray about that. And so that's here in Jerusalem. That's in Jerusalem. Church planting, Judea and Samaria. Brother Kyle, I really can see in the next 12 months, maybe a church started in Northwest Orange County and another church started in the San Gabriel Valley. So please pray about that. And then broadening our, and by the way, here's the thing. Oh, Pastor, where do we get these ideas? God. All God wants us to do is say, Lord, we're willing. We'll do whatever you want us to do. And it's amazing what he does. By the way, not just willing, a passive willing. We're willing. Let's go get the gospel out. Let's witness to our neighbors. Let's go knock on some doors. Let's get people on the sidewalk and tell them about Jesus. And then God begins to open doors. And then broadening our ministry in Southeast Asia, we now have many of you, I don't know if you get it weekly, you get a report from Cambodia. We have now a team in Laos. We also have Brother Jay and Heidi and the Sutrix. They're in the, I don't want to say it's mountains. It's sort of like mountains. It's high, I don't know. I guess it is. Is it mountains of Laos? Or a high? What elevation? Do you know what it is? I know it's cool up there. I'm not sure what the elevation is. But and the mountains of Laos, by the way, Brother Jay speaks Hmong, Laotian, okay? The team, Brother Coomley, Bernice, and Jennifer speak Laotian. My brother speaks English. That's all he speaks. He's just learning how to eat the Laotian food right now, let alone speak the language, okay? pray for him. When you're 56 years old and you go on the mission field the first time, you need a lot of prayer. Amen? And then Brother Jay is now training a Kamu guy. By the way, from what I've read, not necessarily my experience because I don't have as much experience, from what I've read, the Hmong people may be the most open people to the gospel in all Southeast Asia. By the way, 10 million Hmong in China? Is that what? 9 million. 9 million Hmong in China. And so now, where Jay is, Chang Kong, Chang Kong is on the border of Laos in Thailand. So you got Laos, and then you have Thailand. Then just north is Burma, right? North is Burma. Did you tell me 2 hours, 3 hours? Burma. 40 minutes. He's 40 minutes from Burma, 5 hour drive to China. Now, please think. And I know it's like, man, hurry up, Pastor. I got another Mother's Day dinner to go to. I understand that. This is about eternity. And by the way, this is something that God is allowing us to be a part of, okay? And you think talking about China and Burma and Thailand and Laos like if it's right down the street. The truth of the matter is with internet and jet planes, it's almost like just right down the street. Man, we got FaceTime. I mean, we're talking to these. When Brother Board calls me in Cambodia, I'm like, man, you sound like you're like right down the street. You sound like you're in an office right next door. I mean, it's that close. By the way, God's allowed us to get that close so we can get the gospel out there. But Jay and the Sutricks are in Thailand. And so you got those four countries right there. I've asked my brother if he will go in, him and Kumli and Bernice and Mrs. Esposito and Jennifer to, are they going to fly? They're going to have to fly, right? Fly from Vientiane, Laos to Thailand where Jay is to get together and pray and think and begin to maybe put together a strategy to have a four-country center right there in Chang Kong so that they can reach into Laos. And by the way, there's many different people groups in Laos, so they can reach into Thailand and right there in Thailand, the different people groups. And then 5 hours north to China. Shh, this is a secret. Don't let the Chinese people in Monterey Park that we're reaching, and if we go start another church in San Gabriel Valley, don't let them know this. But what we want to do is win them to the Lord, baptize them, help them to obey whatsoever God has commanded them, and then send them back to China. I don't mean deport them, okay? I mean as missionaries. Cindy, don't tell our secret, okay? Don't tell the secret because you may be one of them. What a great thing. We've done with the Cambodian people. We've done with the Laotian people, Hmong people. And I know you say, oh, those people don't come over here to go back. They're not coming over here for their own will. God brought them over here to get them saved. Okay? So it just might happen. And so I want you to pray about that. And by the way, young people, look, I talk to Jay. I email my brother. I talk right now. It's exciting. Come on. You young people, if I was in this church, I'd say, listen, God, do you want me to do that? It sounds exciting. It's better than playing video games. What are you going to give your life to? You're going to get 60, 70, 80 years old. You go, man, I just wasted my life. Let's give our lives for something eternal. But also, it's an exciting endeavor to get the gospel around the world. There's a bunch of people over there now. There's these little centers. There's a center in Cambodia. We got a center in Thailand, but it looks like several of our people are going to be there. Wouldn't it be great that a bunch of our people end up over there getting the gospel around the world, uttermost parts of the earth? Brother Jay, why don't you come up, and then we'll go to our prayer fellowships.